Right along, you guys have won 7 games in a row right now, and a pretty impressive homecoming win tonight.
Yeah, that's what we really started out slow and fumbled, I think, on the second drive of the game. We kind of let our homecoming activities distract us this week in practice a little bit, but then we kind of woke up in the second quarter and things started clicking. I think we had to put up 50 in the third. We put up 50 in the second quarter, so wow. It took us a while to wake up. But once we did, the kids got back on track.
Well, and really you look at homecoming, and homecoming is a great activity. I mean, it's great for the student body. It's great for the community. It's great for alumni. And it can be great for a football team, too. But it can also, like you said, kind of take your mind off of the game, and you start thinking about some of the other extracurricular activities involved in the week. And it can be kind of tough to focus sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. When you're 15 through 18, your attention span's not always great anyway. And, I told the guys, I said, I want you to, enjoy this week. High school, I want you to all be soaking up because, it's about done. I said, but, you got to focus on your first job, and that's football. And I didn't think we did a good job of that this week. And then it comes to fruition, and I told the kids after the game, I said, that's what happens. You don't prepare, and then that's what happens, and we came out flat and just took us a while to get in gear. And so it's a good coaching point, and it shows that what we do in practice matters. And so as a coach, you're glad you can kind of reinforce that.
How many points did you say you scored in the second quarter?
We scored 50 in the second quarter.
Did they turn the ball over quite a bit? You must have had several big plays. How'd that all happen?
I think they had some three and outs, and then we had a fumble return for a touchdown and an interception return for a touchdown, and just, a couple big plays on offense.
How about Mac Anderson? Mac have a big night?
Oh, he had a big night. Him and Chase Neptune both had big nights. Dagan Bassett had some really good catch and run. O-line played pretty well. They played an interesting style of defense where they really tried to contain Mac, and he was able to cut back on some plays, and so our O-line just had to keep working, and, they didn't do it exactly how we drew it in practice, and that's usually the way it works. But I was pretty happy with the way we adjusted after the first quarter.
Who else would you like to talk about?
Ethan Hare. We put in a fun little wrinkle play, and I don't know. He went about 40 for a touchdown reception on the first offensive series. So I think that was his first touchdown of the year, and I've been wanting to get him one. He's a good kid. He works hard. He deserves it. So that was nice. Bryce Wolf got in on a little bit of defense, and he made some plays. Patrick Warren and Owen Hayes played really hard on defense. It's hard not to talk about every one of our guys because it takes all of us, and that's, if I don't ever want to single out somebody, it takes a whole team to win these games.
Yeah. Well, you're, like we said, you're 7-1 right now. You've got one regular season game left. You'll take on King City next Friday night. It looks like they come to Southwest, don't they?
Yes, sir. They come next week. And I know the record's probably not what they wanted, but I know Coach Breckenridge is going to have them coached up and ready to go.
Well, and right now I'm looking at the district standings right now. You're in first place in your district with North Shelby and Oreck kind of nipping at your heels right now.
Well, yeah, and that's what I've seen. North Shelby is up by, I think, 3 touchdowns over Pattonsburg, so I'm not, I ain't moving even closer because Pattonsburg was number one, so we'll see with the strength schedule and stuff how the points play out.
All right, Oren, well, listen, appreciate the visit. Nice win tonight. Move your record to 7-1. Give us a call next Friday night. We'll talk Southwest football again. Good game.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
See ya.